Hundreds of thousands of people have left their homes in Katrina's path, among them Anna Solis, who lives in the western suburbs of New Orleans. She's currently staying at a Red Cross shelter in Shreveport, Louisiana, more than 300 miles away, and she has much of her family with her.
My children, my grandbaby. I have a grandbaby that's 9 days old, and my daughter just got out of the hospital a few days ago, so we had to pack up and come over here.
Oh, my goodness. You have a 9-day-old baby with you?
Yes.
Is it a boy or a girl?
A little boy. He was premature 4 weeks, and he came. He had to come with us today.
Already going through his first hurricane.
Yes.
Well, how is the family holding up?
They're doing okay. They're just worried about what's going to be there when we get back. Also, the problem of being able to get back and trying to have a job to be able to support what we supposedly lost.
Ms. Solis, do you have friends and family who decided not to leave, who stayed behind?
My daughter's husband's sister decided not to leave, and we don't know. And they live right next to Lake Pontchartrain.
Uh-huh. And you haven't been able to reach them?
No.
Why did she decide not to go?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We couldn't convince her.
Yeah.
And it's just, they've been having a very bad time with that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what you decided to take with you when you left, or did you just pretty much pack the family up and go?
Actually, we've been through this so many times, and it's always been, you know, like, oh, no, it's not coming here. Oh, no, it's not coming here. We've been out and about so many times, we were like, oh, my God. And this time, it kind of caught us by surprise. We were like, my husband got home from work, like, at 1 o'clock in the morning, and he says, let's pack. And we decided to pack. This was Saturday. Saturday, well, actually Sunday morning. We left at 4 o'clock in the morning. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know, you know, because the baby is so little, we didn't know if we should just leave or not leave. And we were so scared. We saw that thing heading right to New Orleans. We said, well, we need to go. We have to go. And that's what made us decide to come here. We didn't have a reservation. We didn't have anything. Couldn't find any rooms. And that's how we ended up here in the shelter that, I tell you, bless them for having this here, because I don't know what we would have done.
How's the baby holding up in all this?
Well, he's thank God he's being breastfed by his mother, so thank God he just gets his milk, and he's been okay.
Wow.
Thank God. He had a little jaundice, so we'll see if we can find a doctor maybe here to bring him to so he can be checked, because his doctor, we can't get a hold of his doctor, because he had a test right before he came here, and we're trying to find out if his levels are still high enough or not.
Mm-hmm. He sounds like a trooper.
Yeah.
Ms. Solis, best of luck to you, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Anna Solis is staying in an emergency shelter at the Louisiana State University campus in Shreveport.